USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After being charged with four counts of homicide involuntary manslaughter, the parents of the school shooter in Oxford, Michigan are on the run, last being seen in their car when appearing for court over a video conference. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard joins Fox News and explains why police cannot find the parents.
We were notified by the prosecutor's office that she was going to issue charges. Then we went to move to arrest the parents, and at that point, a little later in the morning, the attorney said the parents are now non-responsive.
President Biden has signed a bill extending government funding. He did so hours before the government runs out of money. The extension pushes existing funding into mid-February. The House and Senate passed what's known as a continuing resolution Thursday night. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The new COVID variant is spreading to at least five states. Omicron was first reported in California and is now in Colorado, New York, Minnesota, and Hawaii. Experts are especially concerned because of the high number of mutations, but don't know yet how dangerous it is. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky joins ABC's Good Morning America and reminds us,
today we have 90,000 new cases of COVID-19 every day, and that about 99.9% of them continue to be Delta. So we can't lose sight of the fact that the vast majority of what we have here in the United States is Delta.
The latest round of talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal will end today. European and Iranian officials said the indirect talks between the United States and Iran will come to an end with the formal meeting in Vienna. Diplomats from Iran, France, Germany, Britain, China, and Russia reportedly hope to resume talks next week. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Alec Baldwin is speaking out for the first time.
Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide, you know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dollar Tree is ditching those green everything's a dollar signs at their stores, with the chain saying that they will permanently raise prices by 25% on the majority of their products. Dollar Tree making a change at some stores already and rolling out the new prices at nearly all of their 8,000 United States stores by early 2022. These shoppers telling WABC in New York they're no fan of the price hike.
How many years has the Dollar Tree been around? It's sad.
I just think it's unfortunate, especially for the elderly who want a fixed income and have to come here or send folks like me out to pick things up for them. And it just makes everything go up. The cost of living is so high.
Dollar Tree is running advertising and training store staff on how to handle customers confused about why prices aren't a dollar anymore. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.